Yeah, listen, tell me, we'll talk rugby now, so we will, and I think we'll start with City of Derry, because really it was another horrible day for them on the road yesterday in Division 1B. Is it a case, Alec, that things around Judges Road are going from bad to worse, particularly when you concede 104 points in a game?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday I think I gave out on one of the reports from Staban, it was 52-0 at half-time. And I shuddered to think what would happen. I didn't honestly think that it would be as much. The thing too, Oisin, is that in AIL, you have to play the 80 minutes or whatever. I think the referee didn't play injury time because as part of the game, if it comes the end of the season, the points differential go against you. So the game had to be completed. 16 tries, Old Crescent scored in 12 conversions. And really, I think it was a bit of a horror show. I talked to James Darley, the assistant coach, and you know, it's one of those situations. He said the two boys in the centre played really, really well. They tackled everything, but unfortunately, it didn't go over the whole 15 players. But as you say, I mean, it's gone from bad to worse. I mean, the points differential is just horrendous. I can't recall ever a score of that magnitude. In fact, I can't record scores from the magnitude it's been since Christmas, 80 and 270s. You know, and it's just unbelievable. And Trevor Will, the coach, of course, I mean, he was brought in to try and lift the side and all, but really, nothing has really happened. And to be quite honest, I can recall three coaches who shall be nameless at the moment who were relieved of their duties after the four defeats, which were in no way to the same extreme. Possibly now changing a coach with four games left is not going to matter because, to all intents and purposes, Derry are relegated and that's it. They're 12 points behind Harlequins and only four games left. And looking at those games, it's hard to see if they'd won any of them. So, as I say, they're going to have to start thinking. But, I mean, one of the things about it, Oisin, is how do you start to recruit to a team that young players are saying has been hammered every Saturday and who will be dropping down in the division? It's one of those things the club have now got to address because too many seasons it's been left the last minute and then it doesn't work.
On a positive note, Alec, another one for Oma. On the road, they defeated Tullamore by 7 points yesterday. It's good to pick up points, particularly when you're away from home.
Yeah, they have gone really well. They're lying fourth equal now with Bangor. Tullamore was a team that came up and who they were expected to beat at home. But I think that's their fourth away victory. You know, they've had seven out of the 14 games. They've won seven and drawn two, I mean, which is tremendous in their first season, and they will be absolutely delighted the way things are going. And, you know, who knows, another couple of wee results and they could get into the playoffs at the top at the end of the season. I'm sure they don't really want promotion just as quickly as that, but it would be nice to get into the playoffs because it would give the players a lot of confidence, and again, it would be a good catalyst for people wanting to join the club, maybe from a junior club.
Yeah. Our feature match yesterday was the Gordon West Cup quarter final, Alec, and it ended up on not a good day for Staban. I suppose they were chasing the game from early on and this one, and it proved to be a difficult afternoon, losing out to Lurgan and bowing out of the Gordon West by 24 points to 15.
Yeah, but a very good performance from Staban, and as I said, you know, the thing was, it's just a pity the two best sides probably in this league have met each other, that they didn't stay clear, because it would have been a great final yesterday. As you say, it was at Lurgan got the ascendancy and they were leading 18-3 at half-time and deservedly so. But in the second half, apart from the first 5 minutes when they got a penalty and went 21-3 up, it was all Staban. They came back with two great scores. Were very unlucky not to get a third score whenever their big centre was just stopped short of the line. And in that particular last 20 minutes, they absolutely pummeled the Lurgan line. And at the end of the day, the Lurgan guys were very, very glad to come away with a result. But it was a very, very close one. This Lurgan team have been beating teams in that league very, very well. They're a big side. But certainly yesterday, I was very impressed with Staban again. They're improving every time I see them. Their pack are superb. And their backs yesterday, and as I say, apart from, you know, for the sake of about a foot, the game could have been a draw. It was as close as that. But they'll be disappointed, but nevertheless, the momentum of the season, Oisin, continues.
Yeah, it certainly does. I suppose a note on the Pro 14 briefly, Alec. Leinster at home were the only winners beating Scarlets yesterday by 20 points to 13. Defeat for Connacht and defeat for Munster and defeat for Ulster as well. But I suppose one of the bonuses for Ulster is we've got the likes of Tommy Bow back.
Well, that's it. I mean, it was. But I mean, it was one of those games you could see that final drop goal coming. And, you know, the last 90 seconds of that game, or maybe the last 2 minutes, they gave away a needless penalty. And they kicked him, unfortunately. Tommy Bow, for the first time, probably didn't do well with the ball and it ran back. And from that there, Edinburgh built the phases. And it was obvious that Duncan Weir was going to drop a goal. The only surprising thing was he didn't try earlier on. But that was a big result, because if Ulster had clung on to that one, you know, it would have given them a good opportunity, because the Scarlets lost points, as you say, to Leinster. Next week, Ulster play the Scarlets, and with the Ireland Wales game in the afternoon, the Scarlets are going to be missing a lot of players. So maybe it's an opportunity for Ulster to do it. You mentioned there about Connacht and Zebre. Italian rugby, Oisin, has certainly in his last 2 years come on. They're no longer than the Chopin boys. Zebre went over to Connacht, and they were missing seven players who are in the squad. Michael Bradley, of course, the former Connacht coach, will have been delighted to see what Zebre's doing. And himself and Conor O'Shea are doing some great work in Italian rugby. And give them another couple of years, and Zebre and the Bennett and Treviso won't be the whipping boys for the Pro 14, Oisin.
Yeah. Listen, Alec, that's it. Thanks for joining us today, and we will, of course, be speaking to you next weekend again.
Yeah, well, next week, hopefully, I'll be reporting on a good Irish victory down in Dublin.